with the Boston Marathon bombing and now the fertilizer plant explosion in Texas. And God knows what else. There always seems to be something every time that we turn on the television or look at the newspaper or have some pages looked at on the internet. There always seems to be something somewhere. But when it hits close to home, like Boston and Texas, it seems like it pulls everyone together. It seems like everyone unites towards a common cause to try and stop terrorism, to try and get along, so to speak, to show that there's strength, to show that we won't be put down by those that are trying to terrorize us. Whatever happened in Texas, I'm sure, will be determined. Was it accidental? Was it something that wasn't accidental? Nobody knows right now. But what's important to say is that there are families, hundreds of families in Texas and Boston that need our support. Not speculation by the media, not this or that by the guy standing on the street corner or the pundit on television that's putting in his two cents, but they need us all to stand together towards a common cause, and that's peace. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.